Rise and shine, Atlanta. We are live from Flowery Branch, Georgia, for the fourth practice today of Atlanta Falcons training camp 2025. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squidbilly, and I love Adam Sandler movies. She is Allie Mack because a few things about her: the queen of tofu, the first lady of Atlanta baseball, and the leader of Allie's army. And he is our All-American, and at one point, college football's former Atlanta Falcon and always national champion, Michael. Don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. And back there in
pads.
The studio.
Stands for pads.
Well, among other things. Back in the studio, we have the most vanilla man in radio, the worst wave, Mr. Dylon Dylan Matthews. And then here with us, hooking everything up, Big Gordon Robinson. And guys, we have a huge day here for the whole station, but we will get it started the best, right, Allie? We have something planned special for our audience today at 8 o'clock.
We absolutely do. I'm going to get to that in a second. The other day when we got to Atlanta Falcons training camp, Mike and I were talking about this earlier. I was a little bit chilly, but I didn't want to say it out loud because I knew there was going to be a day when we showed up and it was already hot. That day has come. It is nice and warm today. I don't know why I curled my hair this morning. It is stick straight already because the humidity. So if you're coming out here, bring water, wear shorts, wear a tank top, get sunscreen. It's going to be very, very warm today.
I do want to give you some due right off the bat. Like, you showed up today and I noticed something about you immediately. You have something today that you did not have with you day one of training camp for you, which is a bucket style. I think it's different ladies' hats are different. It's not quite a men's bucket hat. It's a female version, but a bucket style hat that will cover your shoulders and your face completely. Very, very good adjustment on day two. Because first day, I'm gonna be honest, you came out here like a rookie with no hat.
I did, and then I felt that sun beating on my forehead. I got a massive forehead, too, so I was like, this sunburn is going to be so embarrassing and totally show that I'm a rookie. Yes, so I have my nice little gardening hat today. Very excited to wear it. It's super cute, so another reason to wear it.
Very proud of that adjustment by you.
Thank you. Well, 6:20 today, we are going to cover Andy and Randy's conversation that they had with Hall of Famer Shannon Sharp. They talked about Kyle Pitts' health. We'll get into that. 8 a.m. today, like Bo was just mentioning. Would you like to reveal, Bo, who we're going to talk to at 8 a.m.?
Yeah, at 8 o'clock, we are talking to none other than the general manager, the head honcho, Mr. Terry Fontenot. And it's not the first time we have talked to him, but it's the first time that we have talked to him this training camp. I know he did do a presser, but we sit down with him exclusively for what I would call somewhat of a one-on-one. It's kind of a three-on-one thing, but it is not a mass media thing. It'll be his first interview with us, and the only one that he'll do on the radio in the city.
It's not an arrogance. It's a confidence.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and that's what I expect. I'm stoked to get a couple of – look, I mean, the thing is that Terry has a lot going on right now, so I'm curious to get a little bit of insight into what his, you know, what his schedule like, what his everyday is like. Is this busier for him than, you know, combine week or some of the other things that he has going on? So a lot of fun. It'll be 8 o'clock to get some insight into the personnel management of the Atlanta Falcons at this point in time.
If you are hearing engines in the background, that is the Falcons rolling in to get their first workout in for the day. We are all checking out what kind of cars they're driving.
They're all very nice.
They're all very, very nice. Definitely out of my price range. So today, though, after practice, after pads are on, we see the guts and the glory on the field today. Mike, do you want to reveal who we get to talk to after practice?
I'm actually really excited about this. We have not had a chance on this show to talk to Mr. Caden Ellis, inside linebacker for the Atlanta Falcons, and we'll get that conversation knocked out after practice today and get an idea. I don't think there's anybody better to talk to on a first day of full pads than an inside linebacker like Caden Ellis. So we haven't had a chance to chop it up with Caden Ellis. I think he's always full of a lot of good answers, and so it'll be fun to have that conversation with him and get some insight into how this defense is looking right now.
I'm very excited as well. When I saw that, I go, huh, that makes me excited, because I was sitting in the gym, because I was sitting there, I was like, I always see these lists, and I'm always like, they didn't give me who I asked for, and I was like, well, I asked for him. I wanted to talk to Caden Ellis, because he's not just – Mike said he's an inside linebacker. He is, but he does so much more. And I think it's very interesting. You're going to hear, though, from more than just Caden Ellis. From, well, obviously, we'll have that tomorrow. But, you know, live after practice, Andy and Randy are going to have Matthew Bergeron step by. To me, that guy has been the one player that brought the interior of the offensive line together. Chris Lindstrom's great. He's an all-pro. He's a phenomenal player. Mike and Dylan did an excellent interview with him the other day. But when Matthew Bergeron got here, the interior solidified. And he has been – he might go down as Terry Fontenot's best second-round draft pick to me. The guy's anything but a wasted pick. He is phenomenal. And he has really helped this team come together. And then Carl and Mike this afternoon will have Leonard Floyd for you, who is really the biggest free agency addition this team had this year.
Well, big day for Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Obviously, everyone's going to be out here watching practice. But today, yes, pads are on, like we've mentioned. So, guys, what changes now? What will you be watching for specifically today?
Well, there's a lot of things that you can't see during a padless practice, and there's a lot of work you cannot get in a padless practice. We're going to see one-on-one drills with offensive line, defensive line.
Oh, man. That's what I love that.
One-on-one drills, offensive line, defensive line. And, look, man, it's kind of a – I hate to say this because, you know, you're not supposed to hold, but there is a certain amount of coaching preparation for offensive line that goes into the grips, into the framework of the actual pads of a defensive lineman that kind of even things out a little bit in terms of the way you're able to block a defensive lineman. So a lot of good work today from that front. You'll see a level of physicality you have not seen over the first few days where guys are – they have been taking care of each other. They will attempt to do that today, but you'll see the pads start to click-clack a little bit more. And today's when you actually see who's doing well. You know what I mean? Like, I think in jerseys, you're like, oh, that guy's bouncing around. That guy's in the backfield. That guy's tipping the ball. That guy. Today, we're going to find out. Today, we are really going to find out in real football.
You want to watch this, Allie? Mike, to your point, I want to see the hands of the offensive and defensive linemen and how quick the offensive lineman is getting his hands on a defensive lineman on one-on-one, how the defensive lineman is trying to rip away or use, you know, do a move like a swim move or something, or get that offensive lineman's hands or just beat him right off the bat and swipe his hands away. What about this, though, for me, is go to the other, you know, this is where you see physicality at the top of routes, right, where you see grabbing and pulling. Because, I mean, there's not a lot of – Mike's right, there's not a lot of – physicality in a non-padded practice. And the guys aren't just really grabbing each other much, right? I mean, you disagree, Mike, as far as, like, routes around, but you're going to see guys kind of push off a little more, or maybe, you know, a DB try to grab a jersey a little bit, like, just very, very insignificantly, but then see a hand swipe and just get away. It's, that kind of stuff is going to be fun for me.
I also – and I want to bring this up as well. I was watching Good Morning Football yesterday on the NFL Network. They had Josh Jacobs on, or maybe it was one of the other shows. They had Josh Jacobs on yesterday from Green Bay, and he was talking about the compression of your lungs and your chest when you actually have pads on. And he was like, you know, this really – when you put pads on, that's when you figure out if you're in shape or not, because it's hard, really hard. It's a lot harder to get a deep breath because you can't really expand your chest the way you would if you didn't have full pads on. He's so right, and I've never even thought about it that way, but he is completely spot on when he talks about that. So, look, it's an adjustment, and it will continue to be an adjustment, but getting those guys in a full pad today is going to be a lot of fun, especially if you're out on the hill today getting a chance to check out practice.
I think you also see guys slow down a little bit, and you see some guys don't. Remember that movie Invincible with Marky Mark? And he's trying to make the Eagles, and he's running the special teams drills.
Vincent Papale.
Yeah, he's slower than everybody, and because his pads are too heavy. So then he goes to, like, quarterback pads, and they're like, you can't wear those. And then he picks up a tick, and he's running the same speed. I brought that up because, like, we see it's great when we see guys in underwear running 4.3s, but can they run a 4.3 with a helmet and pads on? Because that's the difference in speed and football speed. And some guys are slowed down, and some guys – Julio Jones – didn't slow down when he put a helmet and pads on. Some guys do. And so you kind of see guys look good out here with just a helmet and shorts on, but do they look the same? Do they run that crisp routes? You know, so it just changes. It just feels more like real football than anything. That kind of feels like you're in your backyard when they just got a helmet with a helmet on and shorts. This feels like a right at real football. And they're not going to the ground. They don't go to the ground in these practices. So if you're coming out here thinking somebody's going to get decleated every play and driven into the ground, that's you're probably not going to get what you want.
Well, Mike, you had the observation the other day. Someone was wondering if one of the guy's helmets was fitting properly because he kept taking it off and putting it back on. And you're like, no, he hasn't worn a helmet, and that thing is so heavy.
His
neck hurts.
Yeah.
What kind of adjustments are they going to be doing with these pads today?
Yeah, there's going to be some of that as well. You know, what's tight, what's not tight? Do you want just the strap? There's two different kinds of straps. One's kind of like a belt buckle, and the other one is like a spandex kind of, you know, strap that'll reach around and hook in. And I used to wear both of those. Some guys only wear one or the other. But, yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of things like that. Whenever you introduce something that you haven't had in a long time, they haven't worn pads in a long time. Some of these guys have never worn pads in NFL. So they'll continue to kind of tinker with those things and make sure they all fit right. Some guys will change the size of their pads throughout training camp. Some guys will go bigger. Some guys will go smaller. Some guys will want double-sided tape on their pads, you know, in terms of not getting their jerseys grabbed. So there's a little bit of everything. It's kind of a moving target, if you will, in terms of what they're being asked to do.
Yeah, by the way, guys, Falcons training camp is we're going to have it through August 13th on Sports Radio 910 The Game. And our own site exclusive coverage with all of our shows here is brought to you by Hooters Mall of Georgia and North Georgia Honda Dealers. Also, Margaritaville at LanierIslands.com. So go out there. There's no party like a Hooters party. Don't forget, Dukes and Bell will be there from 2 to 6 today, and they'll have Leonard Floyd on the show. All of that is brought to you by all that is brought to you here on Sports Radio 910 The Game. I butchered that, but it doesn't matter.
Coming up,
hit the sponsors. All
Andy and Randy had a conversation with Hall of Fame tight end Shannon Sharpe. We're going to play some audio from that regarding Kyle Pitts. That's next with the Morning Shift live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.